Hello, Mr. Lee. Very nice to meet you. Thank you for giving me this lesson in Chinese business etiquette.
不客气。
Now I have to ask you, am I dressed for the part?
绝对适合中国商业会议。颜色保守，穿长裙。
All right, good to hear. Well, let's start the lesson then.
好的，这是我的名片。注意我递给你的时候是英文那一面对着你。
Oh, okay. Then I should do the same for you. Here is my business card.
挺不错的，你还给自己起了个中文名。注意这里，我仔细看了一下你的名片，表示对你的尊重。
A business meeting sometimes ends with a gift exchange. Here are some CNN branded gifts.Would these be appropriate to give in China?
嗯，有些也许价值太高了，比如这个 iPod 会给人造成贿赂的印象，而且接受的一方也会觉得不舒服，因为他们要回赠相同价值的礼物。
This is a photo CD. Would this be a more appropriate choice?
完美的礼物可以用来介绍你的公司、城市或者国家。
Okay.Well, that wraps up the session here, but our etiquette lesson will continue tonight over dinner.
好的，到时见。
So, how important is dining to building a business relationship in China?
这是一种文化方式。中国人认为吃是生活的一个重要部分。我们说，民以食为天。
I see.Now, this is the dish that maybe some overseas businessmen or women might find a little bit unpalatable. It's sautéed bullfrog. If you are a business person and you are being offered things like this as a guest in China, and you don't want to eat it, what'd you do?
我会说一些好听的话婉拒。
And now we have the fish. I notice it's looking at me. It's pointing this direction. What does that mean?
这表示你要喝一杯白酒，因为鱼头对着你，这是北方的习俗。
If this is a custom, then I would have to drink a glass of white liquor. So please. Okay, now these white liquors are pretty serious stuff. When being served this, can the guest be in a position to decline at all?
可以，但是通常主人希望你跟他一起喝。
Well, I'm going to have to join the host then to a toast.
是的。
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lee, for your wonderful lesson.
不客气。